From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
My son and I recently went to a park with Jolie, a dog we were fostering for a local rescue group I worked with at an animal shelter. Within minutes, at least 4 kids and their parents crowded around. Can we pet your dog? How old is she? I invited the kids to pet Jolie, who gleefully flopped over for some belly rubs. Jolie is not a lab or any other dog with a cuddly reputation you just imagine getting belly rubs in the park. Jolie is a pit bull. Much of the world mistakenly sees her breed as a menace. It's an undeserved reputation that helps explain why so many pit bulls end up in shelters, unadopted, and eventually euthanized. Pit bulls are roughly half the canine population in East Bay shelters. With the exception of pit bulls, dog overpopulation has generally ceased to be a problem in the East Bay due to affordable and accessible spay-neuter services and adoption programs. But the popularity of pit bull puppies has created a demand for backyard breeders who can make $500 per litter. People buy an adorable pit bull puppy, neglect it as it grows older, and eventually abandon it to the shelter or the street. Instead of working to find homes for unwanted pit bulls and addressing the root problems with pit bull overbreeding, most private shelters and rescue groups are instead focused on meeting the demand for poodles and Pomeranians by importing them from Central Valley shelters. Every day, more popular breeds are trucked in from shelters in towns like Merced, Madera, and Stockton, communities that have never addressed their own pet overpopulation problems. In the meantime, dogs like Jolie, who make perfect pets, sit for months and months in your local shelter, or worse, are euthanized just to make room for your next out-of-town Shih Tzu. Jolie is one of the lucky ones, rescued, getting belly rubs in the park, and going home to a loving family. Hopefully, someday, we'll live in a world where there are no more unwanted dogs at all, not even pit bulls. With a Perspective, I'm Rachel Long.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.